Hello, may we have your first name?
Hi, Jory. This is Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Jody. How are you? I didn't want to name names because I'm sure in the heck going to leave somebody out. So, hi, everybody. Based upon the request in the beginning of why we became referrers or why we got to Freedom Club, I think I had discussed this with Judy earlier, but I had been in a program somewhat like this, I'd say, about 8 to 10 years ago. And we got the straw man. We did the UCC 1, UCC 3, and 5, and 11. And then they started on the asset protection, and I said, what assets do I have? I said, I don't need any protection because I didn't have anything to protect. So where do I go from here? And I never got an answer. So we kind of let that drop off because I'd been to seminars and, you know, and conference calls and newsletters and et cetera, but the thing that stuck with me was this business about we aren't who we think we are. Mm. And when I don't remember how I got to Freedom Club. I don't remember who referred me or if anybody or if I just happened to accidentally run across it sometime in the middle of last year. But something stuck, and I have to admit right up front, the first thing that stuck in my mind was the money. I had so many pieces of property, and everything fell apart 20 years ago, and I said, I can get some of that back? Well, I dove in head first because that's all I thought about. And Tom kept saying, it's not about the money. And I'd sit here listening to the conference call, and I says, like heck it isn't. It's about the money. And eventually I came around. Eventually I came around to all of the other aspects of the program and helping people. And it's made such a difference. It's almost like I was destined to get to this point. And when the opportunity came up to be a referrer, I said, well, if I become a referrer, maybe I'll get a little bit more inside information as to how I can really get this thing started and really get going. And somebody said earlier tonight, what a heck of a way to start a business. I didn't think of it that way before, but it becomes more and more a factor. But I was just so thrilled about everything about Freedom Club. I mean, all five of the calls I'm on every week. And if I miss one, it's an unusual circumstance has to come up to keep me from being in on it. And that's even the quantum energetics as well. So in all aspects of everything on the site, and there's so much on the site, and it's so difficult for me sometimes to find it. I hear you refer to this, that, and the other thing, and I go there, and I run it against a blank wall, and I can't seem to find what I'm looking for. Well, what does that do? It makes me go back and look some more, and I find something else. So there's no end to the information. There's no end to the education. And gradually, the money part of it kind of slid into the background. It'll be there when it's supposed to be there. And in the beginning, I wanted to ask that question of Tom also. Well, when is this going to happen? And I heard it enough that that is not going to be announced, and that's fine with me now. When it comes, it comes. It'll come when it's supposed to come, and not a minute before. So I just wanted to express my feeling about the whole concept of the Freedom Club. I just could not imagine how I could have gone through the rest of my life without it, now that I found it. And I'm not young in years. I'm approaching 80 now, and I'm figuring I've only got another 50 or 60 years to go, so I got a lot of work to do.
Buzz, I know you. That's an amazing statement. I love it. We are so short in time, and to end this call with that kind of thing, I'm almost 80 and only have 50 or 60 to go. That is wonderful.